Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 861. How to look like Gerard Butler in the movie 300. By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com, and I'm your host, Dr. Neil. Happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And don't forget, we have 5 shows where we do this, covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. All right, so today's post. After the movie 300 came out, I remember getting so many people coming up to me with a picture of Gerard Butler from the movie saying, "Make me look like this." And it sounds like Steve Kam had the same experience. So let's hear Steve's take on how we can look a little more like Gerard Butler from the movie 300 and start optimizing your life. How to Look Like Gerard Butler in the Movie 300 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
"Madness? This is Sparta," screams Leonidas before he kicks a Persian messenger into a pit that happens to exist on the edge of town. Easily one of the most testosterone-filled, uber-gory macho films ever created, 300 took the world by storm, suddenly making it okay to walk around in a loincloth and yell things at people. You've watched the movie, and you say to yourself in between your third and fourth donut, "Yeah, I want to look like that guy." Well, Skippy, here's your chance to shine. To prepare for this role, Gerard Butler went through some of the most physically demanding training of any actor in recent memory to really look like the true King of Sparta. Similarly to Daniel Craig's training for Casino Royale, Gerard went through many different circuits and unusual exercises to build terrifying amounts of lean muscle and destroy any body fat on him. By the time the movie started shooting, King Leonidas was one bad mofo you did not want to mess with. Gerard had to make 3 significant changes to his life during the 4 months getting ready for 300. His diet, his exercise routine, and his mentality. Yeah, not only did the guy have to eat like a warrior and train like a warrior, but he had to think like one too. Exercise. To accomplish the monumental task of becoming a Spartan king, Gerard tapped Mark Twight, a world-class mountain climber, who insisted on training like your life depended on it. Mr. Butler also kept his usual personal trainer and often trained with both on a daily basis. After weight training and circuit training, he'd go and do training with all the stunt, sword, spear trainers and work on his fight choreography and then go practice the moves after he learned them. When it's all added up, Gerard often trained for 6 hours a day for more than 4 straight months. Gerard would even lift weights in between individual shots to build up the lactic acid in his muscles and puff up their size. Personally, I think 6 hours a day is way too much training, and having 2 trainers is overkill, but it worked for him, and I won't doubt the man with these results. He literally devoted his life to the physicality of the role, and it shows. Back to the routine. Rather than doing individual muscle group exercises every day, Gerard did exercises and routines that literally beat the crap out of him. Flipping massive tires, sprinting while being tied to a bungee cord, Olympic ring exercises, and other unconventional exercises worked out his entire body and kept his muscles guessing, shocking them into continual growth and development. Think boot camp style training where weights and cardio are mixed in together and done without breaks. If it sounds miserable, it's because it is miserable, and I mean that in the best way possible. For example, instead of doing regular push-ups, he would put his feet on a bench and extend out while supporting himself on just 2 Olympic rings
hanging from the ceiling. Not only would his body weight cause the rings to swing all over the place, but he would do crazy amounts of push-ups on the rings, working every single fiber in his chest, triceps, and shoulders. By flipping tires, Gerard would get an intense lower body, lower back, and shoulder workout. He would also do pull-ups until his arms fell off. Pull-ups will work every muscle in your back, biceps, and forearms. Noticing a pattern? Instead of training with machines or barbells, Gerard wanted to train like a warrior, flipping over heavy objects, doing pull-ups with his body weight, etc. To look like a warrior, you must train like one. Let's talk about the famous 300 challenge, created by one of Mark's trainers, Mark Twite, where you have to try and complete 300 reps of various exercises as quickly as possible. This would involve 25 pull-ups, followed by 50 deadlifts using 135 pounds, followed by 50 push-ups, then 50 box jumps, then 50 floor wipers, which is like the worst thing ever, then 50 clean and presses with a 36-pound kettlebell, and finally finishing off with another 25 pull-ups. Actors were allowed to participate in this on a voluntary basis. One guy did it in approximately 18 minutes. My first time trying this test, it took me an hour and a half, and I wanted to die. Well, I'll be trying it again soon. Now, for you mere mortals, you can make great strides in the gym without exercising for 6 hours a day. In fact, I'd say that unless you're a genetic freak or on steroids, this amount of training will most likely do more harm than good. I'm guessing that Gerard's training varied from cardio to strength to flexibility to power to stability. I guarantee Gerard wasn't working each muscle group every single day because his muscles need time to recover. That's when the real growth happens, on your days off. If you work your muscles in different ways, from different angles, with different goals each day, like speed or strength or agility, you can work out like crazy and still see crazy results. Gerard, please know that I'm not calling you crazy. Please don't hurt me. I'm a big fan of Sparta. Diet. I've scoured the internet looking for Gerard's diet to prepare for this role, and I simply couldn't find it. However, after studying similar routines and consulting various sources, I'm pretty confident I can guesstimate what he ate on a daily basis. To build muscle, cut body fat, and have enough energy to train for 6 hours a day, he had to eat and drink probably the following. 1. Insane amounts of protein, which can be found, of course, in eggs, grilled chicken, tuna and other fish, steak, protein shakes, and protein bars. 2. Complex carbohydrates, like oats, potatoes, multigrain pasta, brown rice, and probably eaten with his first few meals of the day to give him the energy to get through these grueling workouts. He also probably needed to limit his carbs in the afternoons and evenings. And this would be because our metabolism slows down at the end of the day, and these carbs would potentially be stored as fat. Some disagree with this, so feel free to take this advice or leave it. He would also probably eat lots of fruits and vegetables and lots of water. Lots of water. Because he needed to not only be strong, but have an extremely low body fat percentage, Gerard probably cut out nearly anything from his diet that wasn't efficient. His body fat had to be in the single digits, so you could see all the hard work he put in the gym. To keep the energy levels constant and keep enough protein in his system to constantly rebuild all his muscles after exercise, he would have to eat between 5 and 8 meals a day, spread out every 2 to 3 hours. Each meal would contain at least 30 grams of protein, a vegetable or two, some complex carbs, and water. Obviously, this takes a lot of fine-tuning to ensure maximum muscle building and energy refueling without eating too much to build fat. It is a science. Gerard treated his body like a machine and did everything possible to operate it as efficiently as possible. I'll leave you with one of the most inspiring quotes I've read from Gerard about his training regimen and his dedication. Quote, "You know that every bead of sweat falling off your head, every weight you've pumped, the history of that is all in your eyes. That was a great thing, to put on that cape, put on that helmet, and not have to think, oh, I should have trained more. Instead, I was standing there feeling like a lion." You just listened to the post titled "How to Look Like Gerard Butler in the Movie 300 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Like I said before, people came up to me after this movie came out, and actually after Man of Steel came out, and when Ben Affleck's Batman came out and said, "Make me look like this." And the thing they all had in common was they were all trained by Mark Twite. Mark Twite is the owner of a gym he calls Jim Jones, which is located in Utah. Now, the best way to describe this style of training is kind of like a branch of CrossFit. And so like Steve, I dug around a bit and did some research to find out how I could help my clients sort of kind of get closer to looking like Gerard Butler. So I dug in and did a little research on Mark Twite and his training style. And Mark Twite, admittedly, in the beginning, was not very open to sharing how he trained the actors to look like this. But since then, he has admittedly become more open about it. And by the time Man of Steel came out, he was a little bit more open about the diet Henry Cavill followed to look like the Man of Steel. And again, he wasn't very specific about the exact quantities of protein, carbs, and fat that he had his actors follow. What he had the actors do for the movie 300 was limit their caloric intake so that they looked what he calls sinewy and ripped. Basically, what he meant by that is he wanted you to be able to see those muscle fibers popping out from beneath the skin. He said he wanted his actors to eat like warriors as if they lived off the land. And he did that through very careful calorie restriction. He basically gave them just enough calories to support that muscle growth and activity. For Man of Steel, he had Henry Cavill on like a 5,000 to 6,000 calorie diet in the beginning because he wanted him to bulk up. Prior to the filming of Man of Steel, Henry Cavill was sporting a lower body weight, but to get that size for Superman, Mark Twite wanted him to get a little bit heavier. So he had him eat 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day and then started to slim that down later through, again, calorie restriction and a very specific diet. Now, for the rest of us who aren't getting paid millions of dollars for a specific role, what we have to do is think, well, what's realistic? It's not realistic for most of us, as Steve said, to train for 6 to 8 hours a day with two personal trainers. Oh, and I'm sure that their food was catered for them, so they didn't have to think about exactly how many calories are they consuming, how much protein. All of that was probably already done for them. They just needed to eat what was put in front of them. So the takeaway I would say from all of this is if you want to grow some muscles and kind of sort of get closer to looking like that, it may be time to make a change in your training routine. It may be time to shock your muscles into growth. It may be time to try different modes of exercise to see if your body responds. But please be safe, be careful, don't over-restrict your calories because that's harmful too. Definitely consult professionals in the field so that you do things right. Oh, and yes, in case you're wondering, have I ever tried that 300 workout? I have. Like Steve, I could not get through it the first time. I actually had to quit because I almost threw up. I did train for it and did try it again, and my best time was 18 minutes and 19 seconds. And so I wasn't able to break that 18-minute record. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalist, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.